Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yordalid, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Ba'u Shiloh. Eventually, after they left Gilgal, they went to Shiloh. Gilgal was 14 years, and then the Mishkan was moved to Shiloh, where it stayed for 369 years. At that point in time, the Ne'esru HaBamot, says the Mishnah, the Bamot became forbidden once more. Lo haya sham tikra. There was no sa'al roof at the Mishkan in Shiloh. Ela bayit shel avanim milimatan vidi'ot milimala. There was a stone building on the bottom, and there were curtains of the original Mishkan over the top. Vihi hayta minuha. And the building here, the Mishkan of Shiloh, became the resting place that the Torah told us that once we are rested and once we settle the land, we would be forbidden to bring korbanot on Bamot. Pasuk says, Ki lo batem ad ata ela menuha ve'ela nahala. We haven't come to the resting place, the place that we've inherited, which is telling us that once we do get there, Bamot are going to become forbidden. And therefore, kadshe kadashim ne'echalim lifnim mina kela'im. During this time, the kadshe kadashim could only be eaten within the courtyard, within the curtains of the Mishkan. Kadashim Kalim uMa'aser Sheni beKol HaRo'eh. When talking about Kadashim Kalim and Ma'aser Sheni, they could be eaten anywhere within sight of the Mishkan of Shiloh. Ma'aser Sheni is the produce that a person has to bring to Yerushalayim generally and eat over there. So here, he would have to bring them to the area around Shiloh and consume them, eat them over there. What we're saying here is anywhere within sight of the Mishkan is considered to be within the Mahane, the encampment of the Jewish people, and therefore the Kadashim Kalim and the Ma'aser Shini that a person wants to have, if he brings them within that area, he's allowed to consume them. Anywhere outside of that area would be problematic, and this is during the 369 years that the Mishkan was rested by Shiloh.